Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. There are new poll numbers out in the race for president. And believe it or not, Joe Biden's numbers have gone down 10% since May. He is currently at 22%. Kamala Harris at 17%. She is up 9%. And these numbers are all from after the debates. This is a CNN poll. Conducted by SSRS. Joe Biden still leading the field by a wide margin. but that margin is closing. So it's 22 for Biden, 17 for Kamala Harris. Elizabeth Warren at 15%. Bernie Sanders at 14%. And then you get Mayor Pete Buttigieg at 4%, Cory Booker at 3%, Beto O'Rourke at 3%, Amy Klobuchar at 2%. And what is interesting is Pete Buttigieg just announced yesterday that he had raised $25 million in the last quarter. We'll be getting numbers out. We understand that Bernie Sanders is announcing 18%, or I'm sorry, $18 million. But he's got 14%. He is currently in fourth place, and his numbers are down. Bernie Sanders, this is what's interesting. Since May, Joe Biden is down 10%. Kamala Harris is up 9%. Elizabeth Warren is up 8%. Bernie Sanders down 4%. Pete Buttigieg down 1%. Cory Booker, no change. Beto O'Rourke, down 2%. Amy Klobuchar, no change. She is mired in last among the top 10.
That's okay. Very funny.
Yeah, I know. And this is all since the debate. June 28th through the 30th. So that brings you up to speed on the numbers. The president, can I tell you something? The president of the United States has an amazing constitution. And I don't mean like constitution, like Article 2 of the Constitution or any of that. I just mean the guy flies home. Granted, it's Air Force One. There's probably a bedroom on it, and he probably slept most of the time. He flew back from Seoul, South Korea. And the guy is amazing.
Pow, pow, pow!
I look up, and he's back on TV at a bill signing ceremony.
Nip it in the bud!
No. Did you see him yesterday, though? And he looked fresh as a daisy. No bags under his eyes, no nothing. I mean, if I tried that, flying for 20 hours or whatever it is back from the from Asia, I'd be crawling back into bed and laying low for a day or two. But this president does not understand that, And in fact, he signed a bill to deliver humanitarian aid to the southern border. This is cut number five. The president at a bill signing ceremony. Here it is.
Today, I'm signing a bill to deliver $4.6 billion in humanitarian assistance to our southern border. This includes funding for medical care, shelters, and increased housing for minors through the Department of Health and Human Services. And Secretary Azar is here with us and with our vice president and with some of our great congressmen. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. For many weeks, Democrats were giving us a hard time, but I tell you, it became a bipartisan bill, and we're very happy about it. And now what we want to do is we have to do a bill for border security, and all of this will go away. I want to thank Mexico, because Mexico is doing a lot right now. They have almost 20,000 soldiers between the two borders. They have 6,000 on their southern border by Guatemala. And they have about 16,000 at our southern border. And the numbers are way down for the last week because this just took place over the last few days, over the last week, and it's way down, as you can imagine. But we have to do a bill on border security, and we can solve the problem entirely at our border. The wall is being built, but unfortunately, we had a very bad case from the Ninth Circuit, as usual. A Ninth Circuit judge, and I say that loud and clear, very hard to win at the Ninth Circuit, if not impossible. He ruled against something that, in my opinion, was a terrible error, and it really affected the construction of part of our wall. Much of it's being built, most of it's being built, but it had an impact. These were contracts that were out, they were being built, and now we're supposed to stop because a judge decided in his own whim that he wanted to stop it. So we appealed it, and we're asking for an expedited appeal. But again, much of the wall is being built. We had it all being built, and the Ninth Circuit, as usual, came through for the other side. And it's an incredible situation we have going. There's something wrong with this. Where something like this can happen, it's not a good situation.
That's the president. That's the president in the Oval signing a bill to deliver $4.6 million in humanitarian aid to our southern border. Now, That leaves, well, okay, well, then what's the next step? We've got the aid to the border. We're going to have more judges for asylum courts. There's going to be more money for everything, $4.6 billion. But the president at that signing ceremony signaled that the humanitarian aid is just the first step and that the next step is up to Congress. Here's the president again. From the Oval.
We're asking Congress to step forward on border security and help us with border security. We do that, it's going to be perfect because the Mexicans have done a fantastic job. And I want to thank the president of Mexico. And they've done this over the last week and a half. It started at the other border. And now it's at our border and it's had a very big impact. You'll see the numbers come out. You'd probably have to wait 3 or 4 weeks, but you'll see there's a tremendous difference. And most importantly, we must eliminate all incentives for smuggling children and for smuggling women. They're smuggling women through borders and the borders that don't have the wall or the borders where you can't physically have security because it's so many miles. You know, we have 2,000 miles of border. So they're smuggling in women and they're smuggling in children and they're using the children in particular as pawns for getting other people into our country, because when you're with a child, even if the child's not yours, which in itself is ridiculous, that it's much easier to come across and come into our country because the laws are very bad. Our immigration laws are very bad. And right now, smugglers coach migrants to travel with minors and to send minors alone to gain easy entry into the United States. Catch and release must stop. DHS must have the authority to humanely return minors to be with their families in their home countries. It's right now a situation where nobody knows what they're doing because our laws are so bad and it can be changed in, I always say 15 minutes, make it an hour. It's very simple. These changes are very simple. It's changes to the asylum. If we change asylum, we can have 75% of it done. The rest has to be done on the loopholes. Vast migrations out of Central America undermine the future of those countries, and these countries now They want their children back. They're actually wanting their children back. As you know, I stopped hundreds of millions of dollars from going to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador because they haven't been doing what they should be doing. Caravans have been forming, but now the caravans are being stopped by Mexico. And again, we want to thank Mexico, but the caravans that formed are being stopped by Mexico, short of our southern border, and in many cases before they even get out of Guatemala. But I'm hearing that Guatemala is starting to help us a lot, but we're not paying them all of the money. We used to pay them over $500 million a year. I stopped that money from going to them. Some people think it should be the opposite. We should give them money. I don't think they were doing what they could do, and therefore I stopped it. And at some point, maybe if they do a great job in the job they're supposed to, we can be talking. But right now, it's disgraceful what's happening.
Okay, Democrats in Congress, especially in the House, let's go. The president says the next step is up to you. And I agree with him. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Coming up, an issue that is resonating in the fake news media. And I'm talking about Ivanka Trump going to North Korea with her father.
You are fake news.
And hanging out, if you will, with diplomats and world leaders and acting almost as a surrogate first lady. And a lot of people on the left object to this. Why, I don't know. I don't quite understand that.
This is a bunch of hogwash.
Well, and it really is. But we'll let you hear what the other side is saying coming up in a minute. I'm Kevin Wall. It is a great day to be alive. No, really and truly, it's a great day to be alive. As we continue Live and Local Now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused.
On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun. It's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway. I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
So good to have you with us. It's live and local now. The latest poll numbers, Joe Biden, his numbers have gone down 10% since May. Kamala Harris, by the way, not the Kamala the Ugandan giant, but Kamala Harris from the People's Republic of California, her number up 9%. So right now it's Joe Biden at 22%. This is a nationwide poll, CNN conducted. 22% for Joe Biden, 17 for Kamala Harris, 15 for Elizabeth Warren, 14 for Bernie Sanders. And then you get to single digits, Pete Buttigieg, who just announced, by the way, that he has raised $25 million in just 3 months. But if you don't have anybody voting for you, that's Pete Buttigieg at 4%, Cory Booker at 3%, along with Beto O'Rourke, and Amy Klobuchar has just 2%. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by my buddy Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement? Call Sam. Get a free review. Ask him. Tell him you heard it on this program. Tell him Kevin sent you. Just call 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. 4,000. Let's go back to the audio sound bites because this really makes me angry. I mean, I know it really does. This whole nonsense about Ivanka Trump going to North Korea, mingling with the dignitaries. She is a very accomplished young woman. She and her husband run a billion-dollar corporation. And to disregard her just because she is the daughter of Donald Trump, to me, is unfair. But I want you to listen to Vicky Ward. This is Cut 8. Vicky Ward, if you don't know who she is the supposedly best-selling author. Her current book is called... Kushner.com or Kushner Unplugged or something like that. But here's Vicky Ward on with Chris Cuomo last night, trashing Ivanka's appearance in North Korea. Here it is.
This is no disrespect to her. I'm sure the father wants her there, so she's doing it. I'm sure she's fine. She has no business being there, and this president needs the best around him.
Right. Well, I think it's really dangerous, Chris, because basically what this weekend has done is send a signal to leaders around the world that the American president can be manipulated through his family. And that is incredibly dangerous, particularly when those family members, Ivanka and her husband Jared, have not passed Senate confirmation hearings. They were not, you know, intelligence experts, didn't even think they should have a security clearance because of their conflicts of interest. You know, I was reading again today the transcript of the remarks former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson gave to Congress last week, where he talked about the need to have one foreign policy, the need for the Secretary of State or the special envoys to be the ones who negotiated with outside leaders to be effective, and how dangerous it was to have in his particular testimony, he talked about Jared Kushner, but how dangerous for this country it is to have Jared or Ivanka, who are unqualified and inexperienced, being channels to their father for negotiators who can manipulate them.
And you don't know what the priorities are. And again, I'm not painting with the brush of anything felonious or anything like that. However, the ethical standard is supposed to be semblance of impropriety. You don't do anything that even someone might think is wrong. And yet you have Ivanka cutting deals with her business that supposedly she's removed from in China during a trade battle. We heard from Tillerson about what he thought was going on with Kushner and who he was meeting with behind his back and why it was always somehow business related to Kushner's business. It just sends the wrong signal.
It completely sends the wrong signal. And I also have to say that, you know, the people who wrote that, well, let's not be too hard on Ivanka because this, you know, she does, after all, talk up women's empowerment. But really, Chris, you have to think, how empowered does she look as a woman to be standing there in a position like that simply because she is somebody's daughter? Mm. That is not a very feminist message. In fact, it's the absolute opposite.
You are an idiot.
Gotta love that. Stick around. More to do. More on that. Also, the fake news media is panning the president's trip to North Korea. I don't know why. We'll find out live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for a place called Taco Time, they sure do have a lot of really good burritos.
Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but look, they've always had the Big Juan burrito.
Uh-huh.
And now they got the other Juan burrito.
Well, what's the difference?
I'm so glad you asked. Both have beef, cheese, and sour cream. But the Big Juan burrito has refried beans and Spanish rice, while the other Juan burrito has black beans and cilantro lime rice.
Which one is better?
Whichever one you want.
Try the Big Juan burrito and the other Juan burrito. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good, sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat reportedly being scrutinized by a congressional committee now for allegedly using his government security detail to run personal errands, including picking up his dog and fetching Chinese food. CNN is reporting that a whistleblower has been feeding the unnamed committee information about Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for months, describing a pattern of alleged misbehavior. Diplomatic Security Service head Lon Fairchild denying any inappropriate requests have ever been made by Pompeo. President Trump's campaign and the Republican Party raising $105 million in the year's second quarter, giving the president a big edge over Democratic competitors as they've divided donors in the 2020 presidential race. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
By the way, I have it on good authority. Sam Peter's going to be prowling in the streets of Ely tonight. Sam Peter is going to be at the White Pine Republican Party meeting, 618 Altman Street in Ely, and that is tonight. So you want to meet Sam Peters? We've talked a lot about him. In fact, I think we've interviewed him a bunch of times over the years. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock at 618 Altman Street in Ely. Okay, back to the audio sound bites. The trip to North Korea and the meeting with Chairman Kim, they talked for like 50 minutes, almost an hour. But apparently that has not gone over well. Let's go to cut two. Ro Khanna is a congressman from California. And let's just call it mixed reaction from a member of Congress, a Democrat from the People's Republic of California, to the Trump 50-minute meeting with Chairman Kim. Here it is, Ro Khanna, a member of Congress from the People's Republic of California.
Overall, then, are you pleased with how the last 48, 72 hours have gone as it relates to North Korea?
I am pleased. I'm pleased that John Bolton has nothing to do with this. He's been the most destructive person in getting us to an agreement with North Korea. When President Bill Clinton made tremendous progress in the 1990s, it was John Bolton that single-handedly tore that apart, advising George W. Bush to label North Korea part of the axis of evil. I believe John Bolton was an extraordinarily destructive force in the last negotiation. And I think the president has wised up to that. I think the president realizes that he wants to pursue peace and John Bolton doesn't.
Interestingly, it's not clear, even at this point, who was in the room for that talk between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. We do know, however, that the president's senior advisors, who happen to be members of his family, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, were also on that trip with the president to the region, to the DMZ. Do you think that it's appropriate for that to happen? Are you pleased to see Ivanka Trump in particular taking up more of the diplomatic mantle, if you will?
Well, look, I'd rather have Ivanka Trump in that room than John Bolton and Mike Pompeo. My main thing is the president's advisors, who are so hawkish, are not in the interest of having peace. And what I want is people who are going to advocate for a permanent peace agreement and diplomacy. I'm not as concerned about the politics or gossip over the issue.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Just a quick note. Elise Labatte is a talking head on MSNBC. She is an analyst. Let's go quickly to cut three. See if we can squeeze in cut three. She is an analyst for MSNBC and was on with Nicole Wallace yesterday. I want you to hear how she, Elise Labatte, pans the Trump trip to the DMZ. Listen to this.
How are we here, Elise? A big win in terms of propaganda for the North Koreans.
Well, I mean, Kim Jong-un has played President Trump beautifully. I mean, he knows exactly how to get what he wants from the president. The president keeps talking about that loving relationship, and all Kim Jong-un has to do is show up and say nice things. I mean, I'm not someone who doesn't think that these warming relations between the U.S. and North Korea are a bad thing. I think they're a good thing. When you look at where the president was over a year ago talking about fire and fury, mm-hmm. You know, he is talking to the North Korean leader. Before that, the only American to do that was Dennis Rodman. But I think what the president is doing with this, what I've called a diplomatic booty call, which is, you know, mutually, from what I hear, is mutually preserved of both parties, but really doesn't take the relationship very forward. And so it's good that there's the atmospherics and that's stopping tensions, but it's untethered from any policy, any discussion. They did meet and say that they would resume nuclear talks, but we'll see that when it happens. And I just think the lack of a strategy, the lack of a policy, the lack of a process, all we really have are these atmospherics, and that's great. But meanwhile, the North Korean program is still continuing to develop.
Just squeeze your rage into a bitter little ball and release it at an appropriate time.
That's what Elise Labatte of MSNBC thought. It gets worse, though. This also on MSNBC. This is Phil Rucker. He is the Washington Post D.C. bureau chief and was on with, who was this? Nicole Wallace. And listen to how he minimizes the Trump trip to the DMZ, the meeting with Chairman Kim, and the promise for further talks. Apparently, that's not good enough for the Washington Post. Here it is.
Give us a little TikTok. Take us through how this meeting came to be.
Well, President Trump was already planning to go to Seoul, South Korea, for a meeting with the president there. And he went on Twitter and said, you know, I'm going to be going to the demilitarized zone. Kim Jong-un, if you're listening, if you're watching, come meet me there. We'll say hello and shake
hands.
Does
he not have a phone? It's Russia. Are you listening? It's, you know, check me out on Twitter.
It's Twitter diplomacy, Nicole. I mean, you have to imagine Trump has thought of this for days, if not weeks, before this. There were all sorts of rumors here in Washington that he was planning to visit the DMZ. In fact, he let that out in an interview earlier in the week with the Hill newspaper, and the White House instructed those reporters not to reveal that plan. Of course, Trump himself leaked it on Twitter.
Of course.
Of course. But he went ahead and did this visit, and sure enough, Kim Jong-un was there with a full delegation of North Korean security officials, with propaganda photographers, to capture it all. And of course, it was, you know, pages and pages of propaganda in the North Korean newspapers of Kim Jong-un, the dictator, getting an audience with not just the American president, but his daughter, Ivanka Trump, stepping foot in North Korea. It was a big win, speaking in terms of propaganda for the North Koreans.
You think the rhetoric would be any different from the fake news media? I mean, this visit to North Korea would have been hailed as historic. The president making history again. I mean, I'm just telling you. The president doesn't get any credit whatsoever. And then he comes back home. And within hours of touching down, he's back in the Oval Office. And by the way, this is after like a 20-hour trip back from Seoul, South Korea. Oof. I mean, even on Air Force One, air travel is still air travel. Time zones are still time zones. And one of the things that he talked about in this little kind of photo op in the Oval was... that he's considering delaying the census. He's not able to ask the question yet. You know, the question about citizenship on the census. But one thing he is considering is delaying the census. This is cut six, the president in the Oval Office back in the USA.
Yeah, we're looking at that. We think that a census, obviously, if you do all of this work, and you're talking about, nobody can believe this, but they spend billions of dollars on the census, and you're not allowed to ask. You go knock on doors of houses, check houses. You go through all this detail, and you're not allowed to ask whether or not somebody is a citizen. So you can ask other things, but you can't ask whether or not somebody's a citizen. So we are trying to do that. We're looking at that very strongly.
And why do you think it's so important that
I think it's very important to find out if somebody's a citizen as opposed to an illegal. I think that there's a big difference to me between being a citizen of the United States and being an illegal. And, you know, the Democrats want to treat the illegals with health care and with other things better than they treat the citizens of our country. If you look at a coal miner that has black lung disease, you're talking about people that get treated better than the coal miner. And these people got sick working for the United States, and we're treating people that just walked in better. You look at what they're doing in California, how they're treating people. They don't treat their people as well as they treat illegal immigrants. So at what point does it stop? It's crazy what they're doing. It's crazy, and it's mean, and it's very unfair to our citizens. And we're going to stop it. But we may need an election to stop it, and we may need to get back the House.
Amen to that.
Ain't that the truth? This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. No matter where you are across the state of Nevada, are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher, who, by the way, is on his bike tour of America. He is riding across the country, believe it or not. Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with one-of-a-kind outdoor adventures. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall, the program Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday, on a short work week. A short work week. By the way, I've got some breaking news for you, and this involves the presidential race. Kamala Harris obviously making inroads on Joe Biden. And the race, not so much about money. We're still waiting for financial quarterly numbers from both Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Nothing yet. We do know that Pete Buttigieg in the last quarter raised nearly $25 million. We know that Bernie Sanders, Crazy Bernie, $18 million. We're still waiting to see on Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. One thing we do know is that Kamala Harris has jumped ahead of Joe Biden in a critical category, and that is the race for Congressional Black Caucus support. And in fact, the very latest, Harris, who's also a member of that group, by the way, unveiled two new CBC endorsements yesterday. Bobby Rush, a Democrat congressman from Illinois, Frederica Wilson, a Democrat from Florida, rallied to her side. That brings Harris, her CBC endorsements, to a total of six versus just five for Joe Biden. We'll keep track of the money and the endorsements, because that's going to be critical as we move forward in the election process not just in the primary states, but nationwide. I want you to hear Chris Cuomo. Now, I see, this is what I don't understand. And maybe I'm missing something. Because the president, in fact, let's go to cut five. The president came back from the G20 and from his meeting with Chairman Kim. And like within hours of touching down, he was back in the Oval Office with a bill signing to deliver humanitarian aid to the southern border. Let's go to cut five. This is the president yesterday in the Oval.
I'm signing a bill to deliver $4.6 billion in humanitarian assistance to our southern border. This includes funding for medical care, shelters, and increased housing for minors through the Department of Health and Human Services. And Secretary Azar is here with us and with our vice president and with some of our great congressmen. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. For many weeks, Democrats were giving us a hard time, but I tell you, it became a bipartisan bill, and we're very happy about it. And now what we want to do is we have to do a bill for border security, and all of this will go away. I want to thank Mexico, because Mexico is doing a lot right now. They have almost 20,000 soldiers between the two borders. They have 6,000 on their southern border by Guatemala. And they have about 16,000 at our southern border. And the numbers are way down for the last week, because this just took place over the last few days, over the last week, and it's way down, as you can imagine. But we have to do a bill on border security, and we can solve the problem entirely at our border. The wall is being built, but unfortunately, we had a very bad case from the Ninth Circuit, as usual. A Ninth Circuit judge, and I say that loud and clear, very hard to win at the Ninth Circuit, if not impossible. He ruled against something that, in my opinion, was a terrible error, and it really affected the construction of part of our wall. Much of it's being built, most of it's being built, but it had an impact. These were contracts that were out, they were being built, and now we're supposed to stop because a judge decided in his own whim that he wanted to stop it. So we appealed it, and we're asking for an expedited appeal. But again, much of the wall is being built. We had it all being built, and the Ninth Circuit, as usual, came through for the other side. And it's an incredible situation we have going. There's something wrong with this. Where something like this can happen, it's not a good situation.
Okay, the very latest, the Vice President, Mike Pence, called back to D.C., for an unspecified emergency. He has canceled a New Hampshire visit. But he was called back to Washington on what was initially described as an emergency, as he canceled that trip to New Hampshire. This is interesting. Quote, this is a Spence spokeswoman, Alyssa Farah. Something came up that required the vice president to remain in Washington, D.C. It's no cause for alarm. He looks forward to rescheduling the trip to New Hampshire very soon. So we're not quite sure what that's all about. Be listening. Top of the hour. The network news may have more on that. Okay, I want to go very quickly because I'm running out of time. Chris Cuomo, anchor, host on CNN, trashed the president after signing that $4.6 billion for humanitarian aid along our southern border. Apparently, that's not enough for Chris Cuomo. Remember, it was the Democrats that had to be dragged kicking and screaming to the table to acknowledge that there was some sort of crisis along our southern border. They were crisis deniers for the longest time, talking about the Democrats and the fake news media. But this was Chris Cuomo last night on CNN.
Fences help, but they were never the fix for this. Will we see our president tour the facilities? He went to tour the fence that wasn't being built the way he said it was when he went there. Will you hear him talk about the kids and their hardships, not just humanitarian crisis? All right. He's selling fear. These faces, they don't sell fear, but they should fuel your fire. Our lawmakers are late to this game. There's a lot more they need to address to help these kids and the ones yet to come. Our president signed their bill into law today, but let's be honest. He'd rather emphasize with despots than the desperate. He sees these kids and the masses coming with them as more of a threat than Kim Jong-un and Iran, if you listen to him about how measured he is with those despots and how tough he is on these people. Know this. The money's going to help, but it's not going to help overnight. There is a lot more to be done. We must stay on this.
You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep his big trap shut.
We're going to continue to follow the story. Vice President Pence called back to Washington today for what was initially described as an emergency. He had to cancel a planned visit to New Hampshire. We don't know what that's about, but stay with us. Top of the hour news should have the very latest on this. And again, according to Alyssa Farah, her tweet, quote, something came up that required the vice president to remain in Washington, D.C. It's no cause for alarm. He looks forward to rescheduling the trip to New Hampshire very soon. I wonder what that is all about. Coming up, more on what has been going down since last Thursday night's debates. How the numbers have changed. And by the way, it's been a very good week, last week or so, for Kamala Harris. How good? And by the way, how bad a week has it been for Joe Biden? We'll talk about that more coming up. Live and local now.